Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bert Show.
I don't know. I think when my kids were young, I probably watched two Pokemon shows. Two. That's it. Two episodes. I think I bought a couple of different cards for my kids at one point. Never really totally into it until yesterday. So I'm in Target yesterday, right? I'm just running some errands. And I see a line start to form at the very edge of all the cashiers next to the wall where they have like baseball cards and they sell that memorabilia and all that, right? And there's this long line starting to form. And I'm heading on over to the card section and I pass it and I'm like, I wonder what's going on here.
Of course you do.
Right? I'm kind of curious, right? So I walk past this line of people to the very front of the line and I meet Ben. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. So I say to Ben, I'm like, dude, hey, I'm sorry to interrupt here, man, because dude's focused, man. He's in the front of the line. He's got all these people back. And I'm like, what's going on here? And he explains to me that, well, you can explain it better than I can, but this was like the delivery for all the Pokemon merchandise.
Yeah.
And you never quite know when that is going to be delivered at Target.
Yeah, so you witnessed a Target restock. That's what they would call it.
Okay.
It's a replenishment of cars. It happens once a week.
So you go in there and this is not something that is, it's not like you can go on a Target website and say, hey.
Yeah, like how do you find out?
Yeah, right.
Most of these items, they're not available online. And if they are, they'll be sold out within minutes. Nowadays, people are using like technology, which is bots to check out very, very fast. It's beating like the normal speed. So the only way to get product is to get them at the store. You can get them on eBay, but you're paying about 3 or 4 times the price of MSRP. So that's why people wait in line because they're getting it for the cheapest.
But how do you know when the shipment's coming in?
You don't. It's really random.
So yeah. Like,
there's like an underground communication online and between these guys that are, because I went right down the line. I started asking people about it. I was really, really curious. But they have like friends that are all in this community, right?
Yeah. So the line, it starts with one person and then it gets to like 15 people within 10 minutes, right? And it's all because people are texting like, hey, I see the restock coming. And everybody's like, let me make it there. Let me make it there. And within 10 minutes, you saw the line go from one person all the way to 20 people.
Yeah. So it's not even a Target employee that they're looking out for. It's somebody, it's a vendor, right?
Yeah, it's a
vendor. Can you explain that?
The vendor does, they work with Target, but they don't work in the store. They basically just go in, do inventory and merchandising and make sure it looks nice and presentable, like how the display pictures mm-hmm. are supposed to be. And then
it's like a quality control check.
Yeah, a quality control check. And then it's also like a LP check because Target doesn't really want their employees to touch the merchandise because it's too many rooms for theft. So then they hire like an independent contractor.
No way.
To come stock.
Yes, yeah. Man. It's serious. It's hardcore.
So well, this line, this queue forms and you're standing there. Is there a rule on how much you're allowed to take or can you just take as much as you want?
So Target implements a 2 per policy per item. But Walmart and Sam's Club that haven't done that yet. So if you're able to get there first, mm-hmm. you could actually clear out the whole, and that's how it used to be before Target implemented the policy.
Huh.
So I'm curious, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, because if it might be your own personal secret, but how do you get tipped off? Because there must be somebody in the store that's going, hey, because you're not sitting, he works at Lifetime Work. You're not sitting in the store waiting for this.
No, so it's a lot of ways you can get cars, right? There's Barnes & Nobles, there's Targets, there's Best Buy, there's GameStop. I just so happen to be in Target Shopping Center, so I work with the resources that's available to me. So from where I'm at, I can actually see the car section from the door. So I don't have to go all the way in.
Up.
So when I peek at the door, if there's a red cart with boxes on there, it's an indication she's about to come restock.
So all day long, you're looking outside of your window to see if that...
Well, I go on break once a day anyways.
Okay.
And then I come in the morning and then I leave at night. So about three times, I'll just peek. Mm-hmm. And you just happen to see me when I was on break.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I was on break and I had time to look. And then when I saw the restock, normally I'll call somebody and then they'll kind of hold my place in line. But I had time to wait, so that I waited through. And normally, I wouldn't want to take a whole hour break, but it doesn't happen often. So I was like, let me just wait because I'll make up the time the rest in the week or something.
So my dude's in line and he's got 20 people behind him, right? And I got nothing else to do the rest of the day. And I'm like, okay, I'll just stand in line and I'll get some Pokemon stuff. So, and I don't even know why. So what? So I stood in line with everybody chatting. And it's such an... I love communities like this so much, you guys, because they are so friendly and so helpful. There is no pretension to it at all. They are so willing to share and eager to share with you. So as I'm talking to everybody in line, they're focused. They are focused because they are... Mm-hmm. You can see them starting to count how many of the things that they want are already being passed out that they won't have the option to get once they get to the front of the line, right? So I'm in line and I'm talking to these guys and they're kind of distracted but being really, really cool also. And as I'm getting closer, I don't even really know what I'm in line for. I just know that I've heard it could be a lot of money. So what is the motivation to like have your antenna up all the time and get in line?
So if you don't want to pay an arm and a leg for the product, this is the only way to get it for retail price. Is to wait in line. And it's kind of like you can buy it anytime you want, but you don't want to buy the aftermarket price, which is the reseller's price, because now you're paying double to rip lesser packs. So the goal is to get this as cheap as possible so you could open as many packs, because this is the front cover, but mm-hmm. you're actually chasing a card that's inside. So even though you buy this box,
yep.
you still have packs in here. There's not an even guaranteed chance you're going to get the card you want.
Okay.
So the goal is to buy multiple of these, and then you can eventually fill a binder for the set. And the binder will be like, so this will be this set, and these are cards that's in this set. And the ones that doesn't have a card, it means I haven't collected it yet.
So all of those cards that you have right there in that binder are worth how much money at this point?
This one is... Is for this set particularly?
No, the cards that you've already collected.
Yeah, this one it's particularly just for this set, Prismatic. This is about maybe
$7,000. $7,000 wow. already.
Just $7,000 sitting there next to Abby.
All right. Ben, it's making me nervous.
Ben, what got you into Pokemon?
So what got me into Pokemon was when I was younger, I was in Illinois, and I started collecting Pokemon cards there. And when I came to Georgia, I was telling people about Pokemon and nobody knew anything about it. Like, it was like nobody knew about it. And then 6 months later, it just exploded and everybody was talking about Pokemon. And then now that I grew up, it's kind of like a nostalgic thing to relive my childhood by collecting, because it does remind me of my childhood.
Yeah, sure. I love it. So I'm in line, and as we're getting closer and closer to my turn to start picking stuff off of the shelf, I'm yelling at Ben, who's on his way out, going, dude, what should I get? And he's pointing to things for me so I know what to get. So I ended up just like grabbing three items, not really knowing exactly what I got. But Rebecca also collects, and she saw the picture that I posted on Instagram yesterday, and I was just planning on giving it to Jackson or giving it to Hayden, who's had some interest in my son.
No, you're going to give it to me because I have done the math. Okay, I have inherited a love for Pokemon because my boyfriend is one of Ben's peers. He would be one of the young men waiting in line at a Target for the restock. We can't leave a Kroger without like checking the kiosks or looking at Target to see if there's something there. So I sent him a photo of your haul and he did the research to find out what the most expensive cards could be in your pocket.
So if I got super lucky and I got the most valuable one.
If you got super lucky.
And this is a little bit like getting the golden ticket in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I mean, this is what they've created here.
I mean, this is like, this is gambling. It's like child's gambling. Okay. This is what it feels like to me. And I've started my own little deck. He started me with my own binder, giving me some of his rare cards. Not any of the really nice ones, but that's fine. It's whatever. But I have gathered three of the most expensive cards that you could potentially pull from your packs.
Okay.
And there are two different values based on the card's quality. So like Ben would know, there are ungraded cards, which are just cards that you pull out of the pack. They don't have a grade. And then there are graded cards.
Hey, Bert, this is an example right here.
That's it right there?
That's a graded card.
How much is that card worth right there?
This is graded as a 9.
Get up to the mic, Ben, please. Thank you so much.
This is graded as a 9. Uh-huh. It's probably like 1,000. But if it was graded as a 10, a perfect mint card, it'll probably be like 2,500.
Oh, wow. What makes it a 9 and not a 10?
So
I ask myself that every day.
when the grader grades it, he grades it based on 4 criteria. The surface, the corners, the whiting on the back, and then the centering. Sometimes it could be a mint card, but when the stamp presses it down, it's a little bit like 40-60 on the centering.
So I used to collect baseball cards way back in the day when I was a kid. And it was the same thing with like Topps baseball cards. Sometimes you get a cut card where it's half of a player, then it's another half a player. And those cards were worth so much money. You were hoping to get one of those flawed cards.
Yeah, my boyfriend has like a bunch of cards that he has from like the 90s that he keeps in his little tiny little card stock like covers, and he wants to get them graded, but he's so afraid to send them out to get them graded in case they get like lost in the mail. I'm like, please, we could have a down payment in there.
All right, so best case scenario, if I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Best case scenario, if you pull the Pikachu X, which looks like this.
Ben, do you have that one?
I don't, but I know what set you're talking about. You got the Surgeon Spark.
Yes.
This dude's got like all the cards on there.
I went to the Kroger machine before I got here. I was able to get 2 packs.
Yeah. Ungraded, you could sell that for $259.
Okay.
If you had a PSA 10, you could sell that for $877.
Dang.
All right. If you pull, I might get this pronunciation wrong. Reshiram X, ungraded, that is $405. But with a PSA 10, you could be looking at $1,186.
What?
Yep.
All right, so Ben, I don't know what time you have to go to work.
Oh. He's got to be back at 7.
7?
Yeah.
Oh, because I think you all should do an unboxing together.
We can. I brought this so we could open it.
Oh,
you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so fun.
There's 9 packs in here. We can open it.
Okay. Is that something we should do like a live stream or something?
Yeah. I think you guys should video just an unboxing because those, I mean, especially like any type of unboxing is huge, especially the Labubu unboxings right now because of the blind box items. And this is technically a blind box item. So I really think you and Ben should do an unboxing together. And hopefully one of these really expensive cards is in there.
That'd be super fun. Can we do a live stream on Instagram in a second?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, just so you finish out here.
Final one, Zekrom X, ungraded, $418. But PSA 10... $2,133.
What's that one video I saw online with Logan Paul who has like a $250,000 card?
So Logan Paul has an illustration card. It's very valuable because it's back from 1996. And the fact that it's exponentially high in price is because it's a mint card in a 10. So it's a vintage card from back in the days, like 30-something years old. And it's a gem mint, like a fresh card. So So it's like, how is that car fresh and it's 30 years from now? That's the value for the car.
Damn. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming in here. Thanks for indulging me in line when you were trying to focus. And there was another guy in line too. Nicest guy, Mark, who I took a picture with because he's a P1. He's been listening since he's a little kid. And he said his fiance was going to be totally stoked. So I take a picture with him. But he came in from work, so he had a big stain all over his t-shirt. And I posted his picture online, but I photoshopped that stain out. And he texted me later on in the day. He's like, my fiance is so happy that you took that stain out of my shirt. All right, so let's do this unboxing thing. You want to do it on our Instagram and Facebook?
Yes.
Right?
It'll be on Instagram Live.
All right.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.